I'm Ryan Copeland. I'm not a psychiatrist, a psychologist. I'm not a therapist or an expert in the field of mental health. I'm a playwright. I'm an author, actor, a comedian, and a talk show host who has battled the demon known as depression since adolescence. So what I do here at Beating the Demon Monday through Friday is give you 3 to 5 minute tips on things that I do to make myself feel better in the hopes that maybe I might be able to help you feel better if you're in a funk or if you're in a dark place, especially during the times that we're living through now. And maybe along the way, we can help ease some of the stigma that surrounds this disease. How many times have you lost a job only to have a better situation present itself that wouldn't have been there had you not lost your job? Or how many times have you ended a relationship only to meet somebody better suited for you? How many times has a disaster hit you that taught you, you know what, I'm never going to do that again because this is what the outcome will be? Things that make you sad and depressed in the moment may change your life if you give them some time and you look back and analyze what happened and quite frankly, what went wrong. You know, you'll find out that at the end of the day that it was really the best thing that happened to you. You know, if I hadn't broken up with this woman I was with, I never would have met my wife. Or I never would have written that book if I hadn't been laid up from that ski accident where I broke my leg and I was laid up for 6 weeks. It's, you know, it sometimes takes a while to see how a disaster ends up doing you some good. But once your head's clear and you're able to look in the rearview mirror and be objective about what happened, you'll be amazed when you'll find out how much the bad thing, or what seems to be a bad thing at the time, actually helps you. What do you do when you're bummed out and you want to make yourself feel better? Every day on this podcast, I give you some ideas based on my own experiences and the things that make me feel better. Why don't you share and tell me what makes you feel better? Send your ideas to Brian Copeland Show, BrianCopelandShow, at gmail.com. And I'll take some of the best ones and some of the most useful ones, and I will share them in future episodes. Remember, there are a lot of us. When I say us, those of us who deal with depression. There are a lot of us. And the more we can support each other, the better we'll all be. So what do you do? How do you make yourself feel better? Share them with me. BrianCopelandShow@gmail.com. To support the show, go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. It helps people to find Beating the Demon. Beating the Demon is engineered by Charlene Goto and Casey Copeland, executive producer Jaron Williams. Till next time, be well and hang on.